afternoon or good evening. The Heart Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, whom love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands. Welcome. And we are your hosts, Niza
and Frosty.
Woo! And there's no Anna. But today we have Lexi from the Lex Factor Show. Yay!
Hello, 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 factoids.
Yes. Welcome to episode 27.
Yay!
27 already?
Yes, it's episode 27, and we've been gone for basically 2 weeks. We took an unexpected hiatus, and now we're back.
We do this a lot, though.
I know. I feel like I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the listeners. I know most of them, you know, wait for our show to come out, and then all of a sudden we just disappear like we died. And it's not the case. Yeah. No.
Like,
well,
what happened to them? Where did they go?
Right. We died a little bit, and
then I resurrected them.
Right. Right. Lexi came to the rescue. Anna will be back on next episode. She did just go on a trip to California with her boyfriend, Hef. And she'll be back.
Hefe.
Yeah, Hefe. But you know what? I hear that Anna is moving out of town. She told
what?
Me that. Yeah, she told me this today. She said that she's moving. And
is
she's
she moving to California?
No. She's moving to Beaverton.
Oh, okay. Whew.
So. I don't know how this distance relationship is gonna go down.
Oh dear.
So we're it's up in the air right now. Hopefully, is this the end of little Anna? See you next time.
Dun dun dun.
Or in other words, see you soon, space cowgirl.
Right. Oh, I love Cowboy Bebop.
Yes, I got the entire. A season on my shelf and a movie on my shelf with it too.
Nice. Before we go too far ahead, Lexi, go ahead and tell us about your show, Lex Factor.
Well, yes, my show, The Lex Factor, I hosted with my awesome cosplay buddy, Tyler Touchdown, and our show is about 80s and 90s video games and 80s and 90s pop culture. You know, like we talk about Rock City, the band from the 80s, and we also talk about music from the 90s too, you know. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. I do a segment called Gamer Corner where we talk about games that we played from the 80s and 90s. So, and episode number 6 of Gamer Corner is now up online right now.
Nice.
But
we haven't checked that out yet, but we will check that out soon.
Yeah, but I was going to say, but don't worry. I will get to the where we talk about 90s anime, so you got to look out for that.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be on your show soon on one of these topics.
Well, you guys gave me a good idea, but I won't spoil it for the listeners out there. So
right.
You got to look out.
You need a lookout. I don't know. What have you been up to, Frosty?
Well, as you know, yesterday was Valentine's Day. Singles Awareness Day, as I like to call it. So I spent it alone, drinking gin.
Me too, but I was drinking nothing but Welch's sparkling wine.
I'm like kidding. Sparkling wine. I don't drink, but I was in bed all day.
Me? I would like to be in bed all day yesterday, but no, I had to go and get some supplies out in the cold yesterday.
Yeesh. Oh, that sucks.
Did you get your period too?
Oh, ha ha ha. No, not that kind of supplies. I meant supplies for Singles Awareness Day, like you know, some retro games and some DVDs from the 80s and 90s.
Oh, I gotcha. You got good stuff.
Yeah, because I got 3 of my favorite National Lampoon's Vacation movies.
Nice.
All 3 of them for $2. For all 3. Right. Yeah.
Well, I celebrated a little bit. I had my early Valentine's Day. I am a single lady. Tell
everybody what Dan got you for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes. So for Valentine's Day, my husband, Mr. Daniel, bought me a rose that is dipped in 24 karat gold.
Nice. And
so it's called a forever rose. So he wrote me a little card that said, a rose that lasts forever, just like my love for you.
Oh, my
God. How sweet.
It's almost sickening, like almost sickeningly sweet. But yes, I did have a good Valentine's Day. And this rose is like pretty fucking awesome. It's really unique. I can't wait till you like see it in person, Frosty, because it's like, what the fuck? Like they dipped a real rose in gold.
Hey, you wouldn't be surprised. I was gonna say you wouldn't be surprised because some people dip their actual game cartridge in gold.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Hello? Gold member.
Oh, another thing that you know I wanted to bring up is we, the Horror Club, are on the polls for Pod of the Week this week.
Yeah, and I voted.
Yes. Hopefully you voted for us.
Right? Yeah, you voted, but who did you vote for? That
I'm not telling.
We're very honored that, you know, Pattern Family has chosen us to participate in this poll this week. In order to get to these polls, we have to be nominated. So thank you to whomever nominated us to be on the Pattern Family Pod of the Week poll. But did you really have to put us on with our brother show, The Drunken Dork, you know, Jake and Tom Conquer?
Like, yeah, oh my God. We cannot compete with that.
I just wanted to say that.
It's obvious who's going to fucking win. Let's just say that right now.
Jake and Tom, though.
Jake and Tom are going to fucking win. The Drunken Dork is going to win.
They're conquering, okay?
They are. That's what they do.
They're conquering. We here at the Horror Club, we just want to dominate with K-pop. We can't conquer the world.
that's their part, man.
You know, major shout out to the drunk, you know, we always say the Drunken Dork, but Jake and Tom had changed their podcast to Jake and Tom Conquer. So major shout out to Jake and Tom, and of course, you know, it's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious, Jake and Tom. You know,
just being nominated
is a big honor. Yes, so thank you very much.
I bet you it was Peter.
You think Peter nominated us? You think
Senpai? I bet Senpai nominated us.
Oh, that would be so sweet of Senpai. What if we just had like multiple nominations though, and they, you know, I don't know how they set their master list, but. You know, whoever nominated us, thank you very much.
We should. If you are listening to us right now and you're the one who nominated us, please send us a message so we can thank you for the nomination.
Or, you know, you can stay anonymous. It doesn't mean we're not threatening you.
But if you hate, like me and want recognition, then, you know, speak up.
we're not threatening you or anything. But, shout outs that we want to go ahead and give is, you know, hashtag Blackout Show podcast, Jason Cox, Podstalgic, which is Peter's new show.
And of course we got five.
Yes. Ice in the Face. And the Daily Cringe. Shout out to the Daily Cringe. Podshe. Yes. Hashtag Podshe. Thank you guys for retweeting us. Who else? Well, we usually do Lex Factor, but he's here. So
we don't need to shout him out because he's here.
So Lex Factor is here.
Alan Z for giving us the lovely little Valentine.
Yes, thank you, Alan Z, and also for, you know, coming on our show, doing the interview, and playing Would You Rather with us, even though.
Yeah, he wasn't down for it.
He wanted it though.
he did want it.
We warned him. We warned him. Okay, so Lexi.
Yes.
Do you know what time it is?
Is it time for, I don't know, to listen to some new K-pop songs?
Yes, close enough. Oh my God, he's got it.
I got it for what?
It's K-pop time.
Bing, 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 bing.
Yay. All right.
I was going to say something smart aleckly, but I said no.
Well, you're the first person to actually get it. So.
I am honored.
Somebody finally knows what time it is. God.
Right. For so long, we just thought we were on the same time frame, Frosty, and now everybody, you know, at least one more person.
Got it. Lexi knows what time it is.
Yes. So this episode, we are going to be reviewing BTS's Spring Day. So this actually debuted February 12th, and none of us have seen the video.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I have seen it.
Yep.
So Lexi, you're not too big in K-pop, but you are big on J-pop. Am I right?
J-Rock.
Okay. So do you know who BTS is?
Yeah, because I heard of them because of my friend Desiree, my friend on Facebook, she plastered everything on her news feed of BTS.
Oh, so she and Army.
And I was like, who is BTS? And I looked them up. I was like, oh.
They're like the dopest of the dope. Anyway.
I think Big Bang still holds that title, but BTS is definitely giving them a run for their money.
Right. They're getting there. I'm hoping this is like a... I want it to be like a just one day kind of thing. Because Spring Day, you know, it makes me feel like there's going to be like a light and airy mood to it.
But I don't know. They've been going dark lately.
I know, right? I'm interested to see what's going to happen. You know,
with that Latin reggae.
Right. Right.
And then Am I Wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
I'm
let's
going
get
dark.
Let's get into it and see what we get.
Something like that in the ghetto.
Does your knowledge of the ghetto tell you that that's for somebody who's dead, or what does your knowledge of the ghetto tell you, Mr. Lexi?
I mean, somebody's dead.
It means somebody died?
Yeah.
Ha! I knew it. Okay, somebody's dead. Maybe it's Jin. Miss Niza, where did you go?
I'm totally sorry I had my mute on because I was talking. But, I felt like that video was actually, but I don't know, like that video was more mature. Like it was artistic in its own way, but it wasn't like as artistic as the last videos we've been seeing BTS bust out.
Well, maybe because Blood, Sweat, and Tears was the ending?
I know.
And now there's a new chapter?
Yeah, that's true. I'm waiting for like the dancing. Maybe that's it. It was a good song, but it wasn't, like, catchy.
You weren't ready to dance. It wasn't fire!
Right. But like I said, I kind of wanted, like, a more of a just one day kind of feel, but it wasn't even like that. We haven't seen BTS do this before. So it was different.
I was going to say maybe they just want to do something different.
Maybe they trying to be more art-themed grown up now.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I felt. I felt like they were trying to mature, but...
But they still have that same old content.
Yeah. So 1 out of 5. Lexi, what'd you think? 1 out of 5. What would you rate that?
So 5 being the highest, huh?
Yes.
Me, I give it a 3.5.
Okay, and Frosty?
I'll give it a 4.5.
A 4.5? You know, I'm gonna have to say it was a 4 for me. I liked it, but I think I'm gonna have to go back and rewatch it. I'm gonna rewatch it.
Watch a couple times over and over again, mostly just to understand the story.
Yeah. Like, it was interesting.
Well, I see stuff like this all the time because, well, in my own words and opinion, I think it means like. When they're riding on the train, they're thinking about the good old days, you know, that they had all those parties in that motel, you know. But when one of them was looking for the others, and then they found each other. Then when they went up into that open field, I think it means like all the good old days are over. I think they all split apart. Maybe that's why. You see one of their shoes on a tree.
Is it the ending of an era, you think?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see more of BTS. This is not what I expected, though. So, moving forward. Let's get into our K-pop news. Frosty, you want to go ahead and lead us into that?
No. I think she wasn't prepared.
Well, I'll go. If you want me to, I'll start off. So, in depressing news... Actor Yoo Ah In is suffering from a bone tumor. Now, Yoo Ah In is an actor, a Korean actor, of course. The one that not the TV show, but the one that I know him from is the film Secret Love Affair, which is on Netflix, I believe. And
I guess we'll check it out.
It's a secret love affair, duh. But,
well, you usually more detailed than that.
Well, it's pretty much like a middle-aged woman embarks on a love affair with a talented young pianist. And the pianist.
Pee all over.
Yeah, I don't like saying pianist. Pianist.
I'm just gonna pianist right now. Thank you.
I know. Talented, young. Pianist.
Pianist.
I don't like saying pianist. It sounds like P in this. Anyway.
How about this? Just say piano player, okay?
So, there you go. Lexi found a middle ground. The piano player is played by Yoo Ah In. Scandalous. But poor guy. Huh? What'd you say?
I just said pee in this. Probably what he asked to do right now.
Aww, that's terrible. So terrible. But on February 15, reports stated that the actor was diagnosed with a tumor. His agency stated that they don't know how severe it is. So more will be revealed later. But that's really sad. A bone tumor. That's intense.
And he needs a bone marrow transplant, if I am a positive match for him, I will donate my bone marrow to him.
Right.
Let me just throw that out there. If he needs it, I am there for him.
So in other heartbreaking news.
Do we have other?
Yes.
That's right. Yeah,
Beast is coming back. They are re-debuting. But this time, they are only having one original member from Beast and two new members. So this new Beast is going to have a three-member... It's going to be a three...
Trio.
Yeah, a trio. It's not going to have Doojeon, Jeonyeon, Yusup, Kikwon, and Dongwoon, if I'm pronouncing those names right, but...
Why would they even call it Beast? It's stupid. Give it a different name. Give it a different group.
Because...
member does not make a beast. It's
not a beast. Right. That's heartbreaking. That's just
too... We got one member.
So we're going to still call it Beast.
We want to call it Beast, fuck you, no.
We were super stoked to hear that, Beast was going to come back.
They might still, it might be with another company, though, because this is Cube. Cube took the name Beast.
Yeah.
This is Cube doing. Cube is trying to get money off of Beast.
Right.
Cube still has all this Beast merchandise that they need to sell, so they're like, fuck, we'll at least get one member and then we'll still call it Beast.
Cash out. Thinking. Cash Cha-ching! Out. Well,
we need more money. They had to give up the name.
Yeah. So sad. Yeah.
I know.
I'm excited to see Beast and then like the ex members in a different group and see how well they do.
Oh, I bet you the ex Beast members are going to do way better.
It's going to be Beast versus Beast.
I was going to say, do you mean a Beast versus Beast 2.0?
Yeah, 2.0.
It's going to be a Beast War!
A Beast War.
Hey, we already have Beast Wars and the Maximals won.
So on February 11th, singer Kim Hong-joon returned from his mandatory military service after serving actively in the ROK Army's 30th Division. And he's been there since May of 2015. So welcome home, Oppa!
Yeah, welcome home, Oppa.
We missed you, and we are so glad that the allegations weren't true.
Right.
We rubbed.
You are redeemable, Mr. Kim.
I don't know if Jesus still rubs.
I don't rub as much anymore. I lost the rub.
Rubs.
I lost the rub. But the rub can be redeemable, at least. You know, we will see what Kim Hong-joon is able to do. Let's see what his post-military body can do for him.
How deep is your rub? How deep is your rub? I really need to know, because we're living in a world of June. Because you're unbreakable.
Calm down, Frosty. I don't need it.
That's for you.
Get to the next article before you keep going.
Okay, fine. Speaking of military service, my beloved number one, second only to Tableau on certain days of the week, T.O.P. from Big Bang.
The original
is pick. Now entering the military.
Yes, photos were released of him and Jensu from TVXQ in doing their entry into the military.
And Mr. T.O.P. looked like he was trying to hide from the public.
Right, he's got like one eye peeking out of his beanie.
Coat and a backpack.
He got one eye peeking out of his beanie.
Yeah. But that is understandable. He actually asked fans not to come to his enlistment. He wanted privacy. In fact, he didn't even want to hang out with G-Dragon or T-Yang before going in. He wanted to quietly enlist, but unfortunately, the K-pop hole and them fans, they had to say goodbye to their Oppa, they reportedly left gifts and balloons and decorated the military base, and it's like, hello, honey, this is a military base. You know, just because your celebrity is enlisting, it's still a military base, and you are bringing unwanted attention to it.
Right, he's probably going to get, he's probably going to get bullied for it. They already probably get bullied for being idols and then going into the military. He probably just didn't want to. He didn't want to deal with that, but, you know, unfortunately, Top, that K-pop hole is really deep, and there's always a Sae-sung, so no matter what you say, they're going to show you their love.
Just remember, me and Niza respected your privacy by staying all the way across the country.
Right. We did not swim the ocean for you.
We would have if you wanted us to.
Right. You would have asked.
But we stayed in Oregon, where we belong. So just remember that, Mr. T.O.P.
But So that's all for our K-pop news today. So we're going to go ahead and discuss some of our normal news. First, yeah. I want to say is that PewDiePie is a racist.
I saw that coming from a mile away. Because stuff that he does is going to bite him in the ass, and look what happened.
Right. So recently, PewDiePie had posted a video, which was deleted, of him laughing at two men holding a sign saying, "Kill all Jews." This isn't the first time PewDiePie has done this. So Disney dropped PewDiePie, severing ties to him since he posted that video.
The racist bastard.
Right. Yo, white privileged male, you.
Well, I'm sorry. I just don't see him funny. How is he? Why is he? He's not that funny.
I don't understand why he thought it would be okay. What is the funny part of two guys holding up death to all Jews? What's funny about that?
Nothing. Maybe he thought because now everybody's after the Muslims. He thought like, oh, let's bring it back to the Jews now. Just like, no, honey, you're stupid.
I feel like he's going through like this mental middle-aged like crisis where he's like not realizing that he's a fucking douchebag and he's losing subscribers. Then he bitches about losing subscribers and losing views and blaming it on other people. This is what gives millennials a bad name. Is like this attitude right here. I'm sorry, PewDiePie. Nobody watches your videos anymore.
Speaking of millennial racists and their dwindling crowd numbers, Donald Trump is in trouble again.
Oh, no.
Hey, no. He hasn't even been in office for a whole fucking month, and already the national security guy has resigned after 24 days because he did some illegal talks with Russia. And it looks like Miss Kellyanne is going to be the next one on the chopping block because Donald Trump totally unfollowed her on Twitter now.
Wow.
Miss Alternative Fact. Here's an alternative fact. I love my president. No, I don't.
No, I don't.
I hate him. That's a real fact right there.
Somebody, you know, besides political. But you know what's another fucked up thing?
What?
Somebody stole from Alanis Morissette.
What?
Did anyone hear about this? Alanis Morissette got robbed.
Damn.
What the fuck?
$2 million in jewelry.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that fucked up? Like, come on. She's not done nothing wrong. Yeah. She was a victim of burglars who made off with like millions of dollars worth of her jewels. Sources told the website it's unclear whether or not anything else was stolen from her. But
did they know whose house they were robbing? Jesus Christ. She's Canada's sweetheart.
I still have my unopened album of Jagged Little Pill in my closet.
Oh,
still
wow. Fortunately, you know, she wasn't home at the time, but yeah, this was her home in West LA.
Oh, wonder LA.
Who wants to go over there where apartments over there are $900 to start a month?
Right.
$900.
Mm-hmm. My apartment is
$900.
My apartment is
$300. Oh, that's nice. I need to move where you are at.
Honey, he lives in Texas, Arlington. It's like fucking hot.
Maybe I need to move to Texas.
No, because you would just complain about the heat.
No, we have bipolar weather here. We have bipolar weather because one day it's sunny and sunshine. Next day, cold, wet. So we get all the five seasons in one day.
I need your apartment prices, but here.
But there any other news?
That's all the news that I have.
I wanted to bring up Alanis Morissette getting fucking robbed. That was fucked up.
Do you have news, Lexi?
Yeah. There's Warner Brothers is in talks of Mel Brooks directing the next Suicide Squad movie. And all my friends on Twitter are like...
Mel Gibson, not Mel Brooks.
Yeah, sorry. Mel Gibson, sorry. Yeah, and all my friends are on Twitter are doing this, like, ugh. And me, I'm just saying, okay, people, but the key word is may. He may direct it.
Mel Gibson directing a Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah, the second.
I think I think it could be amazing.
I don't know. That's iffy.
Yeah, because...
But Gibson is crazy now. This is the time to ask him to direct Zoolander.
This is the time. Grasp your opportunity.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, if
let
he directs,
your freak flag fly.
I was going to say this. If he directs it, he's going to take... He's going to be the next... he's going to be the new Rick Flag in that movie.
That's funny.
I guess you guys don't know who that is. Okay, I'll stop.
the army dude.
Yes, yeah, the one who's leading the squad.
Yeah.
Leading the squad. Yeah.
Yeah, but to be honest with you guys, the only reason why people like this movie because two people, Harley and Joker, they keep on asking me like, who are these other people? And I was like, oi.
There's Deadshot and Katana too.
No, yeah, he means like the general public, like people who are like non, I guess people who don't follow like comics will just go to this movie, have flocked to this movie just to see Harley and Joker.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I know about Deadshot because there is this chapter where when the Joker dies, Harley removes the Joker's face and then kidnaps Deadshot and tries to put Deadshot's face.
Frosty, you're taking it personal now. That's not, Lexi didn't say that you flocked to this movie.
That's just what people know, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, like, most people don't know these other characters.
Well, they don't know, because this is a huge chapter in Joker and Harley. Oh. You know, Deadshot is there. You should know who the fuck Deadshot is.
You should know who the fuck Deadshot is, yes, and Killer Croc is, yes.
and other news, can't believe that in opening last week, the Lego Batman movie outshined Fifty Shades Darker, and I was like, of course, because it's Lego and Batman.
Of course.
There's like a billion kids.
And about...
Why people shocked about that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Speaking about Batman, I noticed that The Son of Batman was on Netflix, so I watched that today.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. I liked the fact that they had Dick Grayson as with the Nightwing.
Of course. Because Damian had to take up the mantle as Robin now, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but a lot of people hate Damian. They really do. They hate him.
Damian gets a bad rap.
Well, of course he is, because look who raised him.
Right.
He's a little prick.
Hey, but he's a fucking badass little kid. Like, I like it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, well, that's you guys. And, I get a lot of flack because, I get a lot of flack in death threats because I like Superman, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know,
my favorite Robin is Jason Todd, though.
I like the first Robin. That's why I like Dick Grayson.
There's two Robins that I like. It's Dick Grayson, aka Nightwing, and Tim Drake. In case you guys don't know who Tim Drake is, okay.
Yeah, he's the third Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know who Tim Drake is. He's in Teen Titans. Go!
Yeah.
Oh, please don't break that up, please.
I love Teen. You know, I loved our kids show Teen Titans. I love the Teen Titan that showed up when we were growing up. I don't like the new Teen Titan.
Oh yeah, no.
I'll tell you guys. Please don't bring up Teen Titans Go, please. Like, no.
Oh, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. Lexi don't like.
No like.
He don't like though. Another thing that I wanted to bring up, I don't know if you guys are going to, I don't think you guys will ever are interested in this. Maybe some of our listeners are into this type of stuff, but Starz is coming out with the White Princess. So if you're a fan of the White Queen that was shown on Starz as a miniseries, they're doing the sequel, The White Princess. My fucking dogs, hold on.
White Prince? Wait, did I miss something?
Yeah, you missed something. It's a Tudor dynasty story.
Yeah, I'll say, like, did I miss something? Like white queen, white princess? Like, is Starz trying to tell us something?
No, it's what the Elizabeth of York was called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the white princess is going to be the daughter of Elizabeth York and Edward.
Hey, that's my
And
name.
Mother of Henry VIII.
Right. And I'm super stoked about that because I really enjoyed... It's kind of like a mix of, like, Game of Thrones and like, historical drama. So...
That's more historical drama, not enough Game of Thrones sex.
Right. Right.
To those idiots out there made a porn parody of Game of Thrones.
There's even... You know what's funny is there's even, on other movie news, there's even more talks of Beetlejuice 2 coming around.
Oh, yeah. For that shit.
Yes. So things are, there's a lot more talk about it.
Yeah,
did anyone know that Beetlejuice 2 was actually supposed to come back, like only a couple years after the first one came out? But this time it was supposed to be Beetlejuice Goes to Hawaii?
I heard about that, yeah.
That would have been a terrible, terrible movie.
Oh, yeah. But I was going to say this, guys. In his own words, Michael Keaton says this, and I quote, like, if the script is good for Beetlejuice 2, I will come back and play Beetlejuice, in his own words.
You're right. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
I'm ready for Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Everybody loves Tim Burton.
Okay.
Tim Burton.
Any other movie
guys?
What?
I saw Split. And James McAvoy needs an Oscar. Damn.
Was it really good?
It was so good.
Oh, I need
He did those personalities like they were so fucking believable. You know, like he methoded that. Like I could totally tell that they were different people.
Nice.
Yeah.
He was the woman and the gay guy and the nerdy pervert. And then when he was the retarded kid, and then when he was the monster, like, I was totally floored. I was like, oh my god. I can't believe he was able to do all this.
Okay, now I'm gonna go see it tomorrow.
Well,
you better go see it, yeah.
5 out of 5, so I'm gonna go see it tomorrow.
Yeah, I would say 5 out of 5.
I was gonna say, like, I've seen it like 6 times because I work at AMC Movie Theater because I work the movie projector.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. What kind of deals do you get for like family members for your working at a movie theater?
Free IMAX tickets.
Nice.
And I was gonna say this, yeah, and that, and once people saw the ending, everybody was like,
well, yeah.
Well, don't spoil the ending for me.
They fucking marveled us. That's why.
Hey, I wasn't gonna spoil it for you. I'll just say like I saw people's reaction when I was looking down at the people in the movie booth. And I said to my and I pieced it together. I was like, of course, it's M. Night Shyamalan. Whatever.
But, you know, to me, this opens up a whole possibility of things.
Yeah.
We'll have to discuss after Nisa sees it because I think they have the potential of doing their own squad now. You know what I mean? Their own Suicide Squad.
That's funny. Okay. I don't know how. This is going to be interesting. I don't know how. Well, I'm gonna be thinking about that. I'm like, what does she fucking mean by that?
And then she's gonna see that part, and then like, she's gonna be like, oh my god, yes!
just wait and see the movie.
Later, Edward, my idea.
You know, a movie that I actually did see is Passengers with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Tell us about it.
So it's basically, you know, they're traveling in a spacecraft to like a distant colony planet. And they're transporting, like, 5,000 people. Something goes wrong where, like, the spaceship goes through this, like, shower of asteroids. And it hits a really big one and malfunctions, waking up Chris Pratt's character. So while he's, like, running around trying to figure out why no one else is awake, he realizes that he's woken up 99 years too early. So, like, this space travel is supposed to be, like, 300 years. So he wakes up 100 years before he actually reaches his destination. So, like, he lives on this spaceship for, like, a year by himself, trying to, like, just not go crazy. And pretty much accepting the fact that he can't go back to sleep. Because apparently, like, the technology they had to put people back to sleep was at, like, back in Planet Earth. So he does try to attempt suicide in the movie, and during his attempt, he stops himself and stumbles upon Jennifer Lawrence's capsule and falls in love with her and, like, tries to download all her bio information, realizes that she's a writer, so he reads all, like, all her books and falls deeper in love with her. So he goes through this mental battle of figuring out if he wants to, like, wake her up and put her in the same situation as him or not to. Of course, everyone's seen the trailer, and they know that Jennifer Lawrence's character is already awake, so that's not really a spoiler. So it's pretty much how that relationship goes and what happens during that their time on the spaceship together. There's, like, this climactic meltdown because, like, the spaceship's going to go down because of the asteroid that hit it, you know, and blah, 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 blah. It was really good. I enjoyed it. It's a very science fiction romance. So, you know, ladies, you're probably going to love it.
and I was going to say this, and it's another movie where Chris Pratt's character is out of space because Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. Yeah. I'm excited to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
No, yeah, I was going to say, everybody came in to see it because they want to see their favorite tag team again.
Right.
Rocket Raccoon and
Infinity War.
What?
Infinity War, Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're going to combine Guardians of the Galaxy with the Avengers.
That's going to be interesting.
Of course, because... of course, because it's in space. Remember? Yeah. It's in space. Yep. I know because I read the Infinity War before.
Oh, and finally, I did watch Doctor Strange, so...
Oh, think of it.
Yes, I thought it was interesting.
Let me guess, trippy, huh?
It wasn't really trippy for me. It was like more interesting, and it wasn't something that I was, like, I don't know how to say it. I was into it, but I could have done without it. Like, oh, this is great to see for now, because there's nothing else to see.
It just exists for Infinity War, so you can have another
character. Right. But I did like the CGI that was all in there. It was very well done. So
yeah.
I think it was too whitewashed that the ancient one should have been Asian.
Yeah, that was kind of... I was like, why did they get a white girl to play the ancient one?
They should have had Benedict Wong, who played the librarian. They should have had him
be the ancient one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like.
Yeah, speaking of whitewashing, people still complain about the Scarlett Johansson being the main character on...
Yes, I wanted to bring that up, too, on Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because her character was specifically Japanese.
Right.
You know, they do animes where it's white people, you know, and they're in New York, and then it's like, okay, yeah, I can see why they didn't make an Asian person for this, but her character... was specifically Asian.
Right. I'm just kind of disappointed that they just couldn't find someone else. Like, I love Scarlett Jo, but she doesn't fit that character.
and you want to know something? The creator of Ghost in the Shell says he likes the choice of Scarlett Johansson being the main character, and I was like, oh dear.
Wow.
As he counts his money to the bank.
Right.
what are you talking about? I love Scarlett Johansson 10/20.
Yeah, right. Benjamin here, Benjamin there. All these Benjis.
I love Scarlett Johansson.
I will still watch it.
Yeah, because I'm a big Transformer fan, and I'll give Transformers the Last Night a chance because I just can't stand Mr. Michael Bay explosion, man.
Right.
Only reason that I'm going to go see the Transformer movie is because they changed it up by making Optimus Prime evil.
Right.
I mean, that's the only
reason. I'm excited to see that,
That's also the only reason why I'm going to go see the next Fast and Furious movie, too, is because Vin Diesel's evil in that, too.
I can't watch the Fast and Furious movies anymore.
They should have stopped after Paul Walker died.
No. I was going to say, stop that Too Fast, Too Furious. They should stop right there.
I mean, I liked watching Tokyo Drift because, you know, we're Hara. But we could have done without Tokyo Drift.
No, I like Tokyo Drift.
Frosty. You like Tokyo Drift because we're Hara. But Tokyo Drift didn't need to be in the Fast and Furious franchise. It could have just been on its own, different.
Yeah, they could have just called it. They should just call it Tokyo Drift. That's yeah. Put the Fast and Furious in there.
That's why they had to. They had to do it because they had to say that it was in the same universe so that they could introduce that new character.
But they never reused that character.
Yeah. Maybe stop in this last one. Maybe they've realized that they need him now. So the last one as a hero.
You know? Yeah, are you guys hyped about the new Power Rangers movie?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Of course we're hyped up about the new Power Rangers movie. I've been watching Power Rangers Mighty Morph Alien on Netflix.
I stopped that. Well, I was going to say this. I stopped watching it ever since the originals went off the air. And, yeah, that's where I stopped. And when me and my friends saw their new armor, we said this. Iron Man called. He sent you the bill.
Their armor is looking really good though. Like, I'm excited to see their armor.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that they didn't do what the original show did. Got the black guy to be the Black Ranger and the Japanese girl to be the Yellow Ranger. And I was like, ooh, they changed it. Ooh, I see.
they didn't want to be racist. That's why.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, oh, like I.
But the new Black Ranger though, that Ludi Ludi guy. He is looking cute as fuck.
he's playing Billy, the Blue Ranger.
No, we're not talking about we were talking about the Black Ranger, the Asian guy.
Yeah, the Asian guy that's gonna be the Black Ranger.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
he's like that Blue Ranger though.
Yeah, no, but what do you guys think of the new look for Rita Repulsa?
Well, they could have gotten an Asian lady. They whitewashed that one.
Elizabeth Banks and everything now.
Yeah, you want to know what I said on my Twitter? I said this, like, hey, look, Loki's sister.
That's funny.
She does look like it too. Oh my god.
You know, maybe they switched it up because they were switching. They were, you know, doing a bunch of diverse stuff, so they switched up that character because they didn't want to be like, oh look, they just put another Asian in the role. You know.
But it's amazing that they put on the original Power Rangers, like, they put an Asian girl on there, but today you don't want to do it. I'm like, are you trying to tell us something?
Right.
Like, sheesh.
Alrighties. So at this time, we would like to thank you for your membership to the Horror Club. Make sure to show your support through our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, Amino account, Snapchat, basically everywhere and anywhere. Like, comment, and share because we just rub. And if you really hated your time with us today, sorry, we're not sorry.